I've been treating it like jail, quarantine. Working out, reading, converting to Islam. It's been dope. I've been using it to strengthen my relationships. My fiance and I both got COVID. And I lost taste and smell for weeks, 3 weeks. And yo, I never ate so much pussy in my life. It was, you gotta strengthen your relationships. COVID's been strange. It's been weird because, like, I realize Americans are very stupid. We're stupid people. The people fighting Asians because they thought Asians were going around giving everybody coronavirus. I'm not a doctor, but getting into fighting distance with someone who has a very contagious disease does not seem like a way to stop. What's that? You got AIDS? Well, let me fuck you in the ass just to show you what it's like when you come out of quarantine. That's a direct Mike Pence quote. yeah, I mean, we are dumb. We have no financial literacy in this country whatsoever. What are we going to do when this unemployment money that they're giving us ends in 2 weeks? Nothing? I don't know. I've been stimulating the economy. I leased a Porsche. Nothing has happened since. That's what we're supposed to be doing. It's fine. It is strange that there's 30 million people unemployed and the stock market is doing the best it's ever done. Isn't that, that's strange. I want to bail out. That's why I started an airline bank. It's called Goldman Patelta Airlines. Look, I wrote this shit on the way here. And I like it. I think it's funny. I think it'd be a good sketch. An airline bank run by a dude. And then if we crash, I jump out with a golden parachute. I feel like y'all got to get your news from other places that isn't just Vice. You know, maybe pick up the Journal, Barron's. This material is not going well because of me. No, maybe it is. I don't know. What's that? You could talk. I just won't listen. We are dumb. Financial literacy is the most important thing in the world. It comes in handy wherever the fuck you... Math is the most important shit, which is a weird... I know it's a goofy thing for an Indian person to be up in front of people saying, math is important, but it is. The other night, I got so drunk, I went to a McDonald's with the mission of buying 20 chicken nuggets. This is how drunk I was. I was like, I want 20 nuggets. I go into McDonald's, and I get one of the two lines that they have at this McDonald's, and I look at the menu. Now, a 20-piece at this McDonald's is $8.79, but a 4-piece is $1. So you get 5 4-piece chicken nuggets, you get 20 nuggets for $5. This McDonald's is making $3.79 on everyone too drunk to do this math. I'm never too drunk to do math. I go to the cashier, hey, listen, I like 5 4-piece chicken nuggets in a 20-piece box. I get my 5 4-piece in a 20-piece box, pay $5, went to the back of the second line they have at this McDonald's, pulled out a hair, put it in the box, went to the front line, said, hey, there's a hair in my 20-piece chicken nugget and my $8.79 back, please. I got my $8.79, pocketed $3.79, ordered 5 4-piece chicken nuggets and made it rain barbecue sauce all the way home. What I'm saying is, pay attention in math class. I've been spending quarantine reading YouTube comments about myself because I wasn't feeling great, so I wanted to feel worse. And there's not a lot of negativity. It's always, wow, that voice. We did not expect that voice because I guess most Nimesh Patels don't sound like LeBron James, but here we are. So why does he talk black? Why he sound so black? I can only surmise that's because I grew up listening to DMX. And now anytime anyone asks me, hey man, why you sound like that? I'm like, well, you whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe, you broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your old man say you stupid. You be like, so I love my baby mama. I'll never let her go. That's what you sound like when you ask me that question. I just wanted to do that one joke. Is the only reason I came all the way to wherever the fuck we are. Well, that's a good DMX grunt. Or that's just you. Either way. I feel like I've missed the opportunity to do LeBron James impressions. Here's my LeBron James impression. Fuck Hong Kong. How's that? That's a pretty good one. Okay. Now look, I just like jokes. And quarantine's been tough because jokes is how I process the world. I love all kinds of jokes. Bad jokes. Bad jokes are my favorite because the person that said the joke wanted it to be good, and then it didn't work, which makes it twice as hilarious. Dad jokes, I've been collecting dad jokes. My cousin told me one the other day, it's the best dad joke I've heard. How do you tell the difference between a crocodile and an alligator? One you'll see in a while, and one you'll see later. Fantastic joke, you guys. I'm a professional comedian, and I know that's fucking great. Look, if you don't laugh at most of this shit, I'm going to treat it the way cops treat police brutality. I'm going to conduct an internal review and then blame the victim. This is all your fault. I take no responsibility whatsoever. Stop resisting the laughs. You can't defund me. I have no money. Defunding the police is a very scary proposition. It's going to be impactful if it's done right. It's scary, and it could also be hilarious. Impactful because they never address what causes the crime, right? It's always they address the crime. But to quote my favorite rapper, DMX, he says, I rob and I steal not because I want to, because I have to. If they took all the money they give to cops and just build a fucking playground everywhere that needs a playground, it might solve something. It's scary because cops are scary. And the only thing scarier than cops is broke cops. That sounds pretty fucking terrifying. A guy with nothing to lose and a gun. But it could also be hilarious because, you know, they canceled that show Cops. I think it'd be hilarious that they replaced it with defunded cops. Motherfuckers just rolls up on a city bike 45 minutes late. What's happening? Nobody move. I gotta charge my taser. I've been trying to find something in the protests that's funny, you know. I saw some wild looting. I saw a bunch of white guys put on suits and go to work in private equity. That shit was crazy. They stole healthcare and jobs. I saw a dude walk out of an awesome office with Jeffrey from Toys R Us. That's a journal joke. Private equity caused the collapse of Toys R Us. Never mind. That's fine. I did some looting myself. I went to the Gucci store, got myself a Gucci turban. You know they came out with a turban? I had to get it. Fuck those racist Italians. I stole that shit. And then I went to a yoga studio, took that shit back for the Indian people. Bunch of Park Slope atheists doing Hindu stretching. No more. And while we're at it, we're going to rename the Washington Redskins the Washington Elizabeth Warrens. I feel like that will be a fair. The Cleveland Nimesh Patels. I'll be cool with that. I'm just trying to find something funny about the protests. I don't know what's going on. I went to a protest, and on my way there, I saw a white guy driving a Volvo, but he's blaring "Fuck the police." Fuck the police! But then his navigation cut in. So turn left on Atlantic Avenue. It warmed my heart because this dude was both lost and found. It was beautiful, man. It's poetic. Music has a long history in the civil rights movement. I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you guys are aware, but the song Strange Fruit, I started researching it because that's one of my favorite songs. The Nina Simone version, my favorite version. But the original song was written for Billie Holiday. Billie Holiday made it popular and famous. But it was written, and I did not know this, by a Jewish communist named Abe Mirasol, who saw a photo of a tragedy, wrote a song about it, gave it to Billie Holiday. And she sang that song for 50 years. And every time she played it, every time she sang it, thousands and thousands upon thousands of white people walked out. Because it was the first song that ever really hit people where it hurt. We haven't had a song like that in a while. That really fucking made people uncomfortable. Which is why I'm going to use this set to call on somebody to write our own Strange Fruit. We call Bad Apples. And I nominate our own Jewish communist, Drake. I think he should do it. That was a long, scary walk for that Drake punchline, but I thank you so much for being there with me. I think I gotta go. We done? No, I mean, well, I could talk all night, but yeah, I gotta go. I gotta get off, man. I gotta city bike my ass home. No, I'm not taking it. You know what? I've been biking everywhere, and I'm so mad at myself that I did not city bike earlier in my life. This is just me talking, because you guys are the first people I've talked to all day. You city bike at all?
No.
Why not?
Got my own bike.
You got a bike? Oh, my bad. You got like a motorcycle or like a Revel? A bicycle. Okay. Well, this is not going to be funny now. I know. We tried, man. I tried to incorporate you into the show because you so desperately need the attention. All right, I'm Nimesh. Enjoy the rest of your night. Stay safe. Thank you. Bye.
Cyber Sounds!